Week 20, Tuesday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. A mighty God is the Lord. Come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. A mighty God is the Lord. Come, let us adore him. O God of truth and Lord of power, whose word thou callest to things assigns, whose splendour lights the morning hour, whose fiery sun at noonday shines, within us quench the flames of strife, the harmful heat of passions quell, give health of body to our life, and give true peace of soul as well. In this, most loving Father, hear, and Christ, co-equal Son, our prayer, with Holy Ghost, one Trinity, you reign for all eternity. Let my cry come to you, Lord, do not hide your face from me. Psalm 101. O Lord, listen to my prayer, and let my cry for help reach you. Do not hide your face from me in the day of my distress. Turn your ear towards me, and answer me quickly when I call. For my days are vanishing like smoke, my bones burn away like a fire, my heart is withered like the grass, I forget to eat my bread. I cry with all my strength, and my skin clings to my bones. I have become like a pelican in the wilderness, like an owl in desolate places. I lie awake and I moan, like some lonely bird on a roof. All day long my foes revile me, those who hate me use my name as a curse. The bread I eat is ashes, my drink is mingled with tears. In your anger, Lord, and your fury, you have lifted me up and thrown me down. My days are like a passing shadow, and I wither away like the grass. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let my cry come to you, Lord. Do not hide your face from me. Turn, Lord, to the prayers of the helpless. Psalm 101 continued. But you, O Lord, will endure for ever, and your name from age to age. You will arise and have mercy on Sion, for this is the time to have mercy. Yes, the time appointed has come, for your servants love her very stones, are moved with pity even for her dust. The nations shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the earth's kings your glory, when the Lord shall build up Sion again and appear in all his glory. Then he will turn to the prayers of the helpless. He will not despise their prayers. Let this be written for ages to come, that a people yet unborn may praise the Lord. For the Lord leaned down from his sanctuary on high. He looked down from heaven to the earth, that he might hear the groans of the prisoners and free those condemned to die. The sons of your servants shall dwell untroubled, and their race shall endure for ever, that the name of the Lord may be proclaimed in Sion, and his praise in the heart of Jerusalem, when peoples and kingdoms are gathered together to pay their homage to the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Turn, Lord, to the prayers of the helpless. You founded the earth, Lord, and the heavens are the work of your hands. Psalm 101 concluded. He has broken my strength in mid-course. He has shortened the days of my life. I say to God, do not take me away before my days are complete, you whose days last from age to age. Long ago you founded the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will remain. They will all wear out like a garment. You will change them like clothes that are changed, but you neither change nor have an end. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. You founded the earth, Lord, and the heavens are the work of your hands. Give heed, my people, to my teaching. Turn your ears to the words of my mouth. A reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 7. In the days of Ahaz, the son of Jotham, son of Uzziah, king of Judah, Rezin, the king of Syria, and Pekah, the son of Remaliah, the king of Israel, came up to Jerusalem to wage war against it, but they could not conquer it. When the house of David was told, Syria is in league with Ephraim, his heart and the heart of his people shook as the trees of the forest shake before the wind. And the Lord said to Isaiah, go forth to meet Ahaz, you, and Sheereshub, your son, at the end of the conduit of the upper pool on the highway to the fuller's field, and say to him, take heed, be quiet, do not fear, and do not let your heart be faint because of these two smouldering stumps of firebrands, at the fierce anger of Rezin and Syria and the son of Remaliah. Because Syria, with Ephraim and the son of Remaliah, has devised evil against you, saying, let us go up against Judah and terrify it, and let us conquer it for ourselves, and set up the son of Tabael as king in the midst of it. Thus says the Lord God, it shall not stand, and it shall not come to pass. For the head of Syria is Damascus, and the head of Damascus is Rezin. Within 65 years Ephraim will be broken to pieces, so that it will no longer be a people. And the head of Ephraim is Samaria, and the head of Samaria is the son of Remaliah. If you will not believe, surely you shall not be established. Again the Lord spoke to Ahaz, ask a sign of the Lord your God, let it be deep as Sheol, or high as heaven. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, I will not put the Lord to the test. And he said, hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary men that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a young woman shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. He shall eat curds and honey, when he knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good. For before the child knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land before whose two kings you are in dread will be deserted. The Lord will bring upon you and upon your people and upon your father's house such days as have not come since the day that Ephraim departed from Judah, the king of Assyria. Responsory, based on Isaiah 7. Behold, a young woman shall conceive and bear a son, and he shall be called Emmanuel, for God is with us. Do not be afraid, Mary, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and he shall be called Emmanuel, for God is with us. A reading from the Homilies of St. Bernard on the Glories of the Virgin Mother. For God, this kind of birth was fitting, that he should be born of none other than a virgin, and such a childbirth was fitting for the virgin to bring forth none but God. Man's Maker, then, when about to be born of man, in order to become man, had to choose, indeed create, a mother for himself, from among all those he knew befitted himself and would be pleasing to him. He therefore willed a virgin to exist without stain, from whom he himself would come without stain, to cleanse away the stains of all. He willed her humble, from whom he was to come forth meek and humble of heart, to show in himself the example of these virtues that for all men was necessary and most healthful. So he granted childbirth to the virgin, when he had already inspired in her the vow of virginity and had granted her the merit of humility. Moreover, how does the angel, in the passage that follows, pronounce her full of grace if she had any, even a very little goodness that was not the effect of grace? So that she who was to conceive and bring forth the Holy of Holies might be holy in body, she received the gift of virginity. That she might be holy also in mind, she received the gift of humility. Adorned with these jewels of virtue, resplendent in the twin beauty of mind and body, and known in heaven by her radiant loveliness, the Royal Virgin attracted to herself the gaze of the heavenly citizens. Thus she drew the King's heart to desire her, and from on high brought to herself the heavenly messenger. The angel, Scripture says, was sent to a virgin. Virgin in body, virgin in mind, virgin in her own claim, virgin, finally, such as the Apostle describes, holy in mind and body. Not newly discovered, nor by chance, but chosen from all ages, foreknown by the Most High, and prepared for himself, guarded by angels, prefigured by the fathers, and promised by the prophets. A responsory from Luke chapter 1. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, Mary, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. Listen, my daughter, hear my words and consider them. The King desires your beauty. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. Let us pray. Lord God, you have prepared for those who love you what no eye has seen nor ear has heard. Fill our hearts with your love, so that loving you above all and in all, we may attain your promises, which the heart of man has not conceived. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.